Now to Europe's worst refugee crisis since the Second World War. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, moved by that terrible image of a drowned Syrian boy washed up on a beach in Turkey, says Australia will do more to help Europe cope with the flood of refugees fleeing Syria.
We always respond when there is a problem in other parts of the world. We have never let the world down, and we're certainly not going to start now. We can't save the world single-handedly. We shouldn't pretend otherwise, but nevertheless, we will be a significant part of international efforts to help in this very difficult situation.
Tony Abbott speaking yesterday, and he's dispatched his Immigration Minister Peter Dutton on his way to Geneva, where he'll discuss with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees what more Australia can do to assist in the crisis, including financial aid. The Prime Minister has already flagged that Australia will accept more refugees from Syria, though not by increasing the overall intake of refugees. The news comes as the National Security Committee of Cabinet tomorrow considers whether to expand Australian airstrikes on Iraq into Syria. And Stephen Conroy is the Shadow Minister for Defence and Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Senate. He's with us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good to be with you.
So does the opposition want the government to increase this year's refugee increase, not just the proportion coming from Syria?
Well, that's right. I mean, Labor's put forward a proposition to double our refugee intake from 13 to 27,000. And that's the sort of appropriate response that we need when you look at the scale of the humanitarian disaster that's taking place arising out of the challenges in Syria. I mean, to say that we're not going to be increasing intake is not stepping up. To say that we'll just take some thousands but reduce it elsewhere does not recognise the scale of the problem that's evolved. And Tony Abbott has only responded because he's been shamed by Mike Baird, he's been shamed by Andrew Robb, he's been shamed by Fred Cheney, who was on this program earlier today. And this is not a Prime Minister that seems to be able to grasp the extent of the challenge that is evolving.
Of course, the challenge was there, has been there for years. The Syrian war existed even under the former Labor government. There was an opportunity there too.
Well, we've been increasing and arguing for an increase in our refugee intake over a number of years. We recognise that as circumstances change, you have to be adaptable and flexible, and you do have to borrow Tony Abbott's words, step up, but step up in a meaningful way. You have to talk with the UNHCR. We're putting forward $450 million to work with them on these challenges. So we've stepped up. It's Tony Abbott that continues to just not recognise the scale of the human tragedy that's taking place.
The Prime Minister says no other country on earth takes more UNHCR refugees per capita than Australia.
Well, with Australia's role in the Middle East, we have a greater obligation. We've made decisions, we support those decisions, and we also have to work through the consequences of those decisions.
But is he right when he says that?
Well, Australia certainly does make a contribution. But,
no, but is it the best? Is it the most generous contribution per capita on earth?
Oh, look, there's all sorts of games you can play with statistics. I'm not disagreeing with the Prime Minister on that. The point I'm making is we can do more. And the scale of the problem that Australia has been involved with in the Middle East means that we are obligated to do more. We should be doing more. And that's why Labor's proposed doubling the refugee intake from 13,000 to 27,000. That is stepping up. So the Prime Minister saying, well, we're not going to increase the total, despite the fact that Europe isn't the only place that this impact is flowing into, saying we're just going to keep the total amount the same, but we'll take a few more from over there, really isn't stepping up at all.
What about Cabinet's National Security Committee meeting? It seems almost certain, doesn't it, to decide that Australia will expand its airstrikes against Islamic State from Iraq across the border into Syria?
Well, this is a government that continues to play out national security issues through backbenchers, making statements and writing op-eds in the media. I still haven't been briefed. My colleague Tanya Plibersek, our foreign affairs spokesperson, still hasn't been briefed.
Do you need to get that briefing to form an opinion as to whether?
Absolutely. We need a comprehensive briefing. This is a request, apparently, from the US weeks ago now. The government doesn't need to wait to give us this briefing.
And you don't need to wait for the briefing to form an informed view as to whether Australia should bomb Syria.
Well, we need to look at the legal advice. We need a discussion about what the request is. We need to be reassured that we have an ability to retrieve our pilots if anything were to go wrong. We saw the disastrous situation for the Jordanian pilot who was shot down over Syria. He was burnt alive.
Burnt to death.
And we've got to ensure that our troops are going to be protected. So there's a range of legal, logistic issues.
Well, I think
we want answers to.
You can take
before
it as
we give a commitment.
Understood. But you can take it as fact that if a Royal Australian Air Force plane is shot down over Raqqa, there will be no return of that pilot. Raqqa is under the complete and total control of Islamic State.
Well, we want to have that discussion with the government. We want to understand what they are going to put in place.
There's nothing they'll be
proposals.
Able to do. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's what you're stating, and what we want to know is what the government's position. We're not the government. We're not in a position where we can talk about what resources can be made available.
In Raqqa, it's under the complete and total occupation of Islamic State.
No, except I'm not arguing that point. But what we want to know is what role the Australian Air Force will play. Where would the targets be? What is the proposed campaign that we're going to be now involved in? So these are all absolutely legitimate questions that we're entitled to ask about, we're entitled to be briefed about before we commit ourselves. This is not a question of we're saying blanket no. We want to know what the strategic objective is, what's the definition of a win, how do we protect our pilots, what will be the rules of war that they'll be engaged in. Are we going to continue to run our red card system, which has been something that we're very proud of, and we've minimised all civilian casualties. We're moving possibly across the border into a different set of circumstances, so there are a different set of questions that we need answers to.
We're with the Shadow Defence Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy. Senator, if you're advised that bombing of Syria without the permission of the Syrian government is illegal, will that influence your decision to support the bombing?
Well, that's always been one of the tests that needs to be considered. The situation on the ground in Syria is evolving. There is a circumstance where the Syrian government has no effective control or organisation in many parts of Syria.
Does that make it legal?
And so international law is evolving on this issue, because international law has been based around sovereign territory. And what we're seeing here is large swathes of Syria that are under no effective control of a Syrian government and have been declared an independent state by another entity. So it is an evolving situation. We'd like to see the legal advice. We want to see the argument that has been made. We want to see the advice from the Solicitor General. And then when we've got all the facts, Labor will then take a decision going through our processes, going through our National Security Committee, going through our Shadow Cabinet.
Labor opposed John Howard's invasion of Iraq. Why is the party open to support the bombing of Syria?
Well, the Iraqi government has asked us to assist in its defence. It has struggled since that time to be able to have a fighting force that has been effective.
Yes, but I asked about Syria, though.
Yeah. So we've said that we would participate and support. The argument today is that the ISIS forces are able to retreat across the border between Iraq and Syria, and that Australia can't pursue them as it stands at the moment, or hasn't chosen to pursue them. So there's a new argument, as the Syrian government have not been able to assert any degree of authority over the regions around the border, about whether or not the definition of collective security for our forces and for the Iraqi forces that are being attacked by the ISIS forces, whether or not that still holds. And that's what we're seeking advice from the government on.
Do you fear that degrading Islamic State in Syria will, as a result, increase the relative power of Jabhat al-Nusra, the enemy of Islamic State, but the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria and Iraq?
Well, this is a very complex situation, which is why we shouldn't be rash. It's why we should understand what our strategic objective is. And the immediate threat to the Iraqi government is ISIS. And we're working with the Iraqi government and with a coalition, including obviously our allies in the US, to degrade and protect the people of Iraq. And that includes potentially going into Syria and chasing those forces. The consequences of that can always be measured in the success or otherwise of other forces that are engaged with the Syrian government. That's understood. But our obligation at the moment is to the Iraqi government, the Iraqi people, who we've had a long involvement with, who we have an obligation to assist because of past actions. So the knock-on consequences of an ongoing, intractable civil war in other parts of Syria are something we need to be conscious of. But our obligation is to the Iraqi people at the moment. There's a humanitarian crisis, which we've talked about already, which is now stretching into Europe and other parts of the world as a consequence of the civil war. But we also have an obligation to the Iraqi people and the Iraqi nation.
Senator Conroy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Stephen Conroy is the Shadow Minister for Defence, Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Senate.